Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines. Toll free at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the problem, as I see it, and Mark from Sussex, I hate to admit it, he makes a point. Up until now, Trump's not been charged. He's not been convicted. We've been talking about the criminality of the former president. I mean, before he was the president, right? He was a crooked businessman that, you know, rose somehow through the Electoral College and, you know, a lost popular vote count. But I'm not saying no one did, but we didn't say, oh, he's an illegitimate president because he didn't win the Electoral College. We always readily admitted he won the Electoral College. Therefore, he had his 306. He became the president, right?
Yes.
But he did lots of things that we thought were criminal, but they never stuck. And to date, nothing is stuck. And that's the problem, buddy. As
not
far
stuck,
as I see it.
They couldn't charge him.
Yeah,
they were
but now
unable.
They could. He's been out
they
of the
could.
Office for
they
a
could.
Year.
They could, and perhaps they will. But at the time, they articulated obstruction of justice charges, and they could not charge him because he was the sitting president.
Yeah, but people like the insurrectionist and guys like Mark from Sussex, depending on your level of support, whether you're full cultist or just, you know, get along to go along sort of Trumpster. I mean, they're all in the exoneration column so far because Trump is yet to pay a price. There's been no responsibility. You know, I think absolutely no responsibility, and he hasn't had to. So until there is a responsibility forced upon him and a reckoning forced upon the Trumpsters, until they see their guy perp walked, and I don't think that's ever going to happen. Not in the traditional sense. We're never going to see a Trump perp walk. We're never going to see the man in handcuffs. And we're probably never going to see him behind bars. We may see him charged. We may see white-collar crimes alleged against him in the state courts or in a civil matter. He might see bankruptcy.
Well, it's already
he might
happened.
See financial
I mean,
ruin.
Trump University, they already settled $25 million. I mean, this is all. I mean, what are you
so
looking
what?
For?
That's,
I mean,
that's small fry. That's a small
that
admission.
$25 million is not small
if
fry, man.
If you're a multi-billionaire, as he claims to be, although he can't back it up with any sort of empirical evidence, but setting that aside, to move on, $25 million. You pay a porn star $130,000. You pay all the alleged, you know, disgruntled, because it's probably more than that he soaked them for. So $25 million.
Oh, don't forget the inauguration committee.
Well, there's lots of stuff done, but until something sticks, it's easy for a guy like Mark to say, you got nothing. You got nothing, right? Because nothing sticks. So we see all the evidence. We see all the evidence of the corruption. We hear Liz Cheney say things like enhanced criminal penalties for Trump's role in the January 6th. We should look into crimes on top of the crimes for Donald Trump, but until he's charged. And, you know, eventually, hopefully convicted if he's guilty, and we know he is.
Hey, John Gotti was the Teflon Don until he wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm running short on time. The midterms are coming, buddy. I can't
I'm less concerned about the midterms than I am about the statute of limitations. That's what I'm concerned
about.
Well,
the Mueller report's never going to be charged. There will be no additional charges coming from Mueller. There's no appetite for that. Not amongst the I wouldn't have appetite for that. There are fresh crimes. They're right there in front of our nose. They're on tape. Lordy, the Rapids perjure call to Georgia. I need 11,780 votes. I mean, how much more specific can you be? That is a crime.
That's
on tape.
That's very specific. I mean, firing Mueller is very specific.
Well, he didn't fire Mueller. He fired Comey.
I'm sorry, Comey. The firing Comey.
Considered
very specific.
Firing Mueller.
Well, who did the interview with him? I did it to, you know, ease the pressure.
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt, right? I mean,
Rusher.
I mean, that was a chargeable crime right then and there. So what gives you...
Let
me ask you this, and I'm down with you on the Raffens perjure phone call, but we also had videotape of him admitting to Lester Holt that he fired Comey to ease the pressure. I mean, how is that not obstruction? That's also obstruction. So what makes you think...
Because you can't prove what's going on between his ears. He said relieve the rusher pressure. And I thought it was a crime, admitted, confessed, and
right.
in Technicolor on 4K with Lester Holt. I felt like it was a crime. But it was all very convoluted. Whether you talk about the influencing of Zelensky in Ukraine and the threatening of not giving them missiles unless you investigate Joe Biden, all that stuff gets very complicated.
Not really.
But what he did and the evidence we're going to see on the January 6th is going to be irrefutable to the American people. I feel that because they've got like 550 corroborating witnesses, Dom. And they're going to drop it in prime time. And when you got Liz Cheney and you got Adam Kinzinger, and I realize that's only two, but you got two Republicans of conscience on that committee.
Makes it bipartisan.
It is a bipartisan committee. And the bipartisan statement being made by Liz Cheney, what'd she say? Our first priority is to make recommendations. And we're looking at things like, do we need additional enhanced criminal penalties for the kind of supreme dereliction of duty that you saw with President Trump? She didn't say the accused or person one. She's pointing a finger directly at Trump and saying, the supreme dereliction of duty, President Trump, when he refused to tell the mob to go home after he had provoked that attack on the Capitol. She's not mincing words. These are all very specific criminal allegations against the former president. So drop the charges, Merrick Garland, and let me put Mark the better already. Bless him. And I can tell you, she continued. I'm reading from the fine reporting at the Raw story, the interview she did with Meet the Chuck Todd. I've not learned a single thing since I've been on this committee that has made me less concerned or less worried about the gravity of the situation and the actions that President Trump took and also refused to take while the attack was underway. That's a Republican saying that about the former president. That's why they want to disown her. Because the truth freaking hurts, Mark. It hurts. Your guy's going down. Maybe not today. Maybe not even this week. But someday. You know, he's going to have to pay a severe civil penalty or you know, appeal the case 19 times and perhaps have a suspended sentence, you know, compassionately. Because he'll be crapping his pampers at 94 years old. But, you know, justice. Come back. More devil's advocates. More of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789.